It's 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. I've been up since about 5, jet-lagged. And I spent a bit of time, actually nearly an hour, on Skype video with my family, so that was nice. Being shown things that the children had bought. And also monitoring progress of the guinea pigs. And the reason I'm making this boot, actually I'm using the client on the web, not the iPhone app. I'm a big fan of the iPhone app, as many of you know. I thought, I'll have a go with this, and I haven't used this before. It feels very old school, like old school podcasting in about 2005, with things plugged in and cables, and you remember what that was like. I've got the Griffin iMic thingy working. I'm sitting in front of a computer, which is very unusual for doing this, because usually I make stuff when I'm wherever I am, when I'm mobile. And yes, it does feel old school, and yesterday felt very old school as well, in that I spent the whole day on a train from 8:30 in the morning in Toronto, a very long pause at the Niagara Falls border, where immigration people do, which is scare people. Why do they have to do that? Anyway, and I hate the term off the grid, but you know what I mean. I was off the grid for pretty much a whole day, it was interesting. I've forgotten how much I use the internet for looking stuff up that I want to think about, to find out stuff that then enables me to think more stuff, if you see what I mean. And I felt quite isolated, actually. You know this thing about that a lot of people go on about how the internet and using the internet a lot is making us more kind of excluded, that we sit in our rooms playing with our computers and don't talk to anybody. Well, actually, I sat in a room. It was a moving room. I talked to a few people, but not very many. But I didn't talk to a lot of people I could have been talking to if I'd had the internet. There was rumour of Wi-Fi on the train, but they've got some trouble with a satellite, so it's not working actually on the trains, and I couldn't see any evidence of network on the train. However, a few of the stations we went through had Wi-Fi, and I was able to update my TweetDeck and also send a little message to Rose and update email. But it felt odd. It felt odd not being connected. I sent a few texts. I sent a text to Lloyd Davis saying that I felt odd. It just shows you how dependent we become on this stuff. The other thing as well I've seen real value in over the past 3 days is I've got the queued upload on Audioboo, which means that when I make a boo, if I'm not connected to the network, it saves it for me, and then when I get some bandwidth, I can upload them. That's fantastic. And the other thing I use a lot is Real Director on the iPhone, which enables very rapid editing of video, and then you can post it straight away to Postgres. Of course, only if you've got internet. And it makes me realise how far things have gone. You'll remember, some of the people listening to this, how difficult podcasting was in the early days, when you had to tiddle about with all sorts of stuff and then mess around with RSS feeds, and it was all very, very tedious. And it got in the way. Partly got in the way because it was just a hassle. But also, I had a tendency when I was using, you know, GarageBand or something to make podcasts, that I would spend ages on the editing. You know, that you would make segments, you would edit them, then you think, well, you know, I don't quite like that. You know, you sort of fiddle about processing the audio and doing all those kinds of things, which, were they really adding any value? I'm not sure. I think possibly for music. If you're doing music, you might want to do things like that. But if it's speech, a decent microphone is the best thing. Still a bit of a challenge as far as the iPhone's concerned. And the other thing I like about Audioboo as well is you have no ability to edit. And if the ability to edit ever comes in, I think it will change this particular medium, and not for the better, because you just have to do it. And sometimes you end up blethering like an idiot. And sometimes you do some good stuff. And it's right there. And it's immediate. And it's fun.